Bad Absalom, a grandpa story to Tetchy. Once upon a time, I'll tell you a story. I'm sorry, but this story, you know, is about a little bad boy. Now, you've heard lots of stories about good boys, huh? But once in a while, we have to hear a story about a bad boy or bad people, because that helps us to appreciate being good, right? So King David, he had a lot of sons, and most of them were very good boys, especially Solomon. Remember Solomon? The wisest man in the world. He got to be king after his daddy David. Remember, he was the son of Bathsheba, that pretty woman that King David saw taking a bath in her garden from the top of the king's palace. The king was out walking for a breath of fresh air on top of his palace, his great big castle. And he looked over the wall, and down in the garden of the little house next door, there was a beautiful woman taking a bath, all naked. Her maid was taking jars of water and pouring them over her, because they didn't have running water. They just had water that they brought from the spring or from the well. They bring up a bucket of water from the well, and she'd stand out there in a sort of pond, you know, and they'd pour the water over her so she could wash herself. So she was taking this kind of a shower, a bath, while King David was looking off the roof, and he saw this beautiful woman. It'd be easy to remember her name because she was taking a bath. Bathsheba. Bathsheba. Isn't that a good name for a pretty lady taking a bath naked? Bathsheba. So King David, he looked at this pretty girl. Wow! What a woman! He saw that pretty girl down there taking a bath, and he fell in love with her. And later on, he married her, and she became his queen, and she had a little baby boy.
She's a good queen?
She's a good queen, and she had a good little baby boy called Solomon.
But bad queens are bad.
Bad queens are bad. But she was a good queen, and he was a good boy, because he became the king after David, his father. David, like me.
He was good king.
Yes, he was a good king like David. And after his daddy David died, he became the king of the kingdom of God.
That little boy like that?
Well, when he grew up, first he was like you, and then he grew up real big to be a big boy.
Like that?
And do you know what he did? He didn't ask God for riches. He didn't ask God for power. He didn't ask God for women. He didn't ask God for pleasure and all these things. He just asked God for wisdom. Wisdom to make him smart, to make him bright and understand things. And you know, because he just asked God for wisdom to be smart, to have a good, bright mind and brain, God made him so smart, he got all of these things. He got very rich, and he got very powerful, big and strong, and he became the king, and he made a big kingdom, and he had lots of beautiful women and wives like Daddy has here. And he got so smart, he wrote a whole book. In fact, he wrote two books in the Bible, Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon. He wrote two books in the Bible, David's good son, Solomon. But you know what? David had another son by a bad woman that wasn't so good as Bathsheba. And you know what? His name was Absalom. Can you say Absalom?
Absalom.
Absalom, that's right. You want to hear about the little boy that got his hair hung up in the tree? And Absalom was a naughty boy. He was naughty because his mama didn't teach him to respect his father, and he didn't say yes, sir, to his daddy like you do, and David does, and Davida does. He didn't say yes, sir, to his daddy or his grandpa, and he didn't obey, and he was naughty, and he wouldn't take his nap when he was supposed to, and wouldn't eat his dinner up like he should. And he was always doing naughty things, and he was very jealous.
But I'm good.
Yes, you're good. But he was a bad boy, and he was doing naughty things. He wasn't good like you.
And Bathsheba was good, too.
Bathsheba was good, too. Pretty naked woman in the garden taking a bath. And David fell in love with her, and they had a little boy named Solomon, who was a good boy. But this other woman, his other wife, had a bad boy named Absalom. And Absalom was older than Solomon. He was a big, strong, tough, mean fellow, really mean. And he was jealous of Solomon because David, his father, was going to make Solomon the king.
And Solomon baby was good.
Baby Solomon was good. And Absalom didn't like little baby Solomon, and he didn't want him to be king. So he didn't even want his father David to still be king. And you know what he did? He got a bunch of bad men together with swords and spears, and he raised up a whole army against his own father. Isn't that bad? Terrible.
Yes.
But he was a very handsome man, very beautiful, and he had big, long, blonde hair, very long, almost down to his waist.
But your hair is just cut.
Well, he didn't cut his hair, because he was so proud of his hair, and he went prissing around everywhere, showing his pretty hair to everybody, and he was so proud of his hair. He would go out on horseback, riding through the town, showing his hair to everybody, so that all the women would love him, and all the men would admire him. And finally, he got up this big army against his daddy, and he drove his daddy out of the house, out of the palace, and off his throne, and he drove him clear out of the city, out of the gate, and he drove him across the river and into the desert with poor Bathsheba and poor little baby Solomon. Solomon was about David's age then. He was about 6 or 7 years of age.
And Bathsheba.
And Bathsheba. And they had to wade across the river, swim across the river with all their friends and their soldiers and King David's army.
And King David?
And King David.
And everybody?
King David and Bathsheba and Solomon and all their friends and soldiers. Bad Absalom drove them right out of Jerusalem, right out of the city.
The wicked people.
The wicked people, yes. Led by wicked Absalom. But wait till you hear what happened to Absalom. Do you want to finish the story about Absalom? The boy who caught his hair in the tree?
Yes.
Okay. He was a very bad boy for driving his father off the throne and out of the house and out of the city, out of the gates and across the river and way out into the woods in the wilderness. He drove his father David and Bathsheba his stepmother and his little half-brother Solomon and all their friends and soldiers way across the river into the wilderness. Oh, my!
That's bad, that he drove them out of the house and he take out of the throne.
Yes, he stole his father's throne, that big chair that kings sit in, you know, like Daddy's chair. Remember how I set you in my chair with me the other night? And I said, I'm gonna set you down with me in my throne, like Jesus says that he sat down with his father in his throne, and like we're going to sit down with Jesus in his throne someday. Isn't that wonderful? Just like little children.
And we don't go in the city and everything and wicked people.
No, not the bad, wicked people.
We don't go to Solomon's wicked people.
To Absalom's wicked people. Solomon's people were good. Don't get them mixed up. Absalom was the bad boy. Can you say Absalom?
Absalom.
And the good boy was Solomon.
Yes.
Can you say Solomon?
Solomon. And Bathsheba was good too.
Good Queen Bathsheba, that's right. She was a good queen.
And David was good too.
And David was a good king. And which was the bad boy?
Solomon.
No. Absalom.
Absalom.
And which was the good boy?
Solomon.
Solomon.
I get two mixed up.
Yes, well, I'll ask you again. Was Absalom good or bad?
Good.
No, he was the bad one.
Bad.
Ah, we got a little bit mixed up. Ab sounds kind of like bad, doesn't it? Absalom. Absalom. He was Absalom. Bad Absalom. We'll say it that way. Bad Absalom. Can you say bad Absalom?
Bad Absalom.
And good Solomon.
Good Solomon.
Good Solomon and good King David and good Queen Bathsheba and good Solomon and bad Absalom. Their names sound a little bit alike, but bad Absalom, he did all those wicked, naughty, bad things to his father and his stepmother and his little stepbrother Solomon, drove them out of the city, off the throne and into the wilderness. They had to swim across the river.
And they stole every people?
He stole all of his people, that's right. He stole the city, and he stole the people, and he stole the whole country.
And they stole the city?
Yes. Do you want to hear how Absalom got hung in the tree? We're almost done with the story, and then you can rest and go to sleep, okay?
Okay.
Is Daddy's story too long?
No.
I'll make it very short. So, after bad Absalom did all those naughty things to his father and his mother and his little brother, you know what? He was riding proudly along with his soldiers. He was going to go make a battle, a war against his father. And he was going to try to kill his father David and his mother and little brother. But you know what God let happen? Would you like to know what happened?
Yes.
He was riding under a tree on a horse or a donkey, going to war to kill his father.
Solomon was a good boy.
Solomon was the good boy. He was way off in the wilderness, thank God, with his mother and father, where bad Absalom couldn't get him. So bad Absalom, he wasn't satisfied.
Absalom was bad and he got caught.
That's right, you wait and see. So he wasn't satisfied to have the throne and the palace.
Absalom gets caught.
How did you know?
By the tractor.
The tree. By the tree. Now, let me tell you, he wasn't even satisfied having the throne and the palace and the city and the gates and the walls and the whole country and all the people.
Absalom got caught by the tree there.
Yes. And so, he was going to go to make war with his father and try to kill his own daddy and mummy and little brother. Isn't that horrible?
Yes.
Bad. Wicked. Bad Absalom.
He's going to get a spanking.
Yes, he got worse than that. You know what happened? He was riding on his little donkey under the tree, and all of a sudden, watch what happened. His hair got caught right up in the tree like that. His hair right up in the tree.
He got a spanking.
And it was worse than a spanking, because he caught his hair right up in the tree like that.
Spanking like that.
Yes, God was giving him a spanking. He got his hair caught up in the tree like this. Like I get my hair caught in the curtain like this. And the little donkey didn't know it. And he kept going right on, trit-trot, 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 and walked right out from underneath him. And left Absalom hanging there from the tree like this by his hair. Absalom there by his hair. That hair he was so proud of and so vain about, and that hair he was always showing off to everybody. That hair that he was always so proud of and showing everybody and so vain about, he got it caught up in the tree when he rode under the tree, and the little donkey rode right on out from underneath him.
He go click-clop, like that.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
And he went far away.
And he went, and he left Absalom hanging there in the tree by his hair.
And he get his feet hanging.
And he hung there till he died, because he was such a bad, naughty boy who didn't love and honor his father, and who didn't love and honor his mother and brother. So the Lord just let him get hung up in the tree. He had a real bad hang-up, huh? He was hung up on his hair. You know, there are some people hung up on their hair.
And God goes spank, spank, spank.
Yes, God went spank, 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 spank by getting him caught up with his hair in the tree. Some people are hung up on their hair. Some people are hung up on their beauty. Some people are hung up on their clothes. And some people are all hung up on food. And some people get hung up on movies and dancing and a lot of things that are all right, except if you get hung up on them. If you like them too much more than Jesus, if you like anything more than Jesus.
Jesus goes spank, spank, spank.
Jesus went spank, 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 and Absalom got caught by his hair right up in the tree, right up in the tree like that, just hanging by his hair. Would you like to see a little bit what it feels like to be hanging by your hair? Ooh, it doesn't feel good, does it, when Daddy grabs your hair and picks up even your head by your hair? It hurts, doesn't it?
Yes.
Can you imagine? Not just your head was hanging by your hair like this, but if your whole body and everything was hanging by your hair, it really hurt him, huh? And it hurt him so bad, he hung there till he died. In fact, I could tell you some more of the story, but we don't have time right now.
Jesus went spank, spank, spank like that.
Oh, boy, that was a bad spanking, huh?
And Solomon get...
No, not Solomon. Absalom. Bad Absalom. Absalom got hung by his hair. Absalom.
And Absalom go...
That's right. Absalom. Solomon was the good boy.
And Absalom got hanged.
Hung by his hair like that. And when you go see Dora now, you can tell her a new story that you learned from Daddy. She never told you that one, huh?
I want to sleep in here a little while, okay?
Okay. Yes, you can sleep here a little while.
In the big bed.
All right. God bless you. Let's pray now. Dear Jesus, now lay me... Can you say that little prayer? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray you, Lord, my soul to keep.
Soul to keep.
If I should die...
If I should die...
Before I wake...
Before I wake...
I pray you, Lord...
I pray you, Lord...
My soul to take. Bless Mummy and Daddy and all of us in Jesus' name. And help me take a good nap.
And help me take good nap.
And be a good girl here in Mummy and Daddy's trailer.
And be a good girl in Mummy and Daddy's trailer.
In Jesus' name...
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I love you. That night at the dinner table, Dad and Tetchy review the story. Did you have a Bible story this afternoon?
Yes, we did.
And what was it about?
Solomon.
Solomon. And what was Solomon? The good boy? And who else?
Absalom, bad boy.
He was a bad boy. What happened to him?
He got caught by the tree.
He got caught by a tree. How about that? There's a lot of policemen in the world, but Absalom got caught by a tree. One of God's trees, just standing there.
Yes, he did, because he was a wicked boy.
Very wicked boy.
God gave him...
Spank, spank, spank. That's right. That's sure right.
Then he died.
He did. He sure deserved it, though, didn't he?
Because he was a bad boy, and Solomon was a good boy.
That's right. I know you don't have many stories about bad boys, but poor Sue's hair got caught on the handle of the door, so I began telling her, "Did you hear about the bad boy who got his hair caught in the tree?" She hadn't heard that one, so I thought, well, here's one I can tell her.
The wicked boy was Absalom.
Yes, the wicked boy was Absalom, that's for sure. What did he do that was bad?
He died.
Oh, I know he died, but why did he die?
Because he was a wicked boy.
And what made him so wicked? What did he do that was so bad?
He stole the king.
He stole the kingdom. That's right. She figured that out. He stole the kingdom. From whom?
From David.
From David. What was David?
The good father.
The good father, king. He stole the kingdom from his father, David. And who was the queen?
A good queen.
A good queen. And when David first saw her, what was she doing?
She was washing up.
That's right, she was washing up. And did she have any clothes on?
Mm-mm.
And where was King David?
In the palace.
Where about on the palace?
Up on the roof.
That's right.
Not in the castle, but King David couldn't see her like that.
No. And how did she get her water for her bath? Did she just turn on a faucet?
No, she went whoosh, like that.
The maid just poured it on her, didn't she? Yes, just like that.
And pour it like that?
So David fell in love with her, and they got married, right? And they had that cute little boy named...
Solomon.
Who was the good boy, right?
And the big boy's name, Solomon, was punishing her.
Absalom, Absalom, Absalom. They're kind of similar, those names. Absalom, Solomon. See? Absalom is the bad boy. Solomon is the good boy. And what did David and Bathsheba and Solomon have to do when Solomon was only about as big as David here?
The little baby was Solomon.
Yes, and what happened when Absalom chased him off the throne and out of the house?
She would go...
Yes, and chased him out of the city. Absalom, the bad boy, chased his daddy. Yes, he got that finally. But what did he do first? What did they have to cross? David and Bathsheba and Solomon all had to cross something after they got out of the city to go out in the wilderness.
And there was a father there?
The father and the mother, Bathsheba, and they had to swim across what?
And there was a little baby too.
Yes, a river. They swam across the river to get away from bad Absalom. Had to go way out in the wilderness because bad Absalom stole his throne, his daddy's chair, his daddy's house, and his daddy's people, and his daddy's...
But not yours.
No, not mine, not mine. They've tried it, but they haven't succeeded yet, thank the Lord.
Absalom's not here.
No, thank God Absalom's not here. Solomon's not here either, but we'll see him later, probably, I hope.
But Absalom's not here right now.
Well, I didn't think it was wise to go into all the details, but I tried to hit the high spots. Solomon was a good boy for a long time. I don't want to disillusion her.
But Solomon was a bad boy after he get...
Well, that's true too. How did you know that? Has she been told that?
And that's the story of Absalom, a son of King David. He was always doing naughty things, and he was so jealous of his little brother Solomon, the one to be the king. So he drove King David from the throne and treated him so mean. Clip-clop, clip-clop, the little donkey couldn't stop. Absalom rode on. Clip-clop, clip-clop, Absalom.
the donkey he was gone. Spank, 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 Absalom was caught by his hair up in a tree. Spank, 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 hanging by his hair for being so naughty. For power or women, he asked God for wisdom and understanding, so he could be a fair ruler and a just and loving king.
The story of Bad Absalom was read by Simon Peter. The little girl was Celeste. The music and the song was composed by Paul Michael and sung by Celeste. Production was by John.